No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Three, Lick It Up by Kiss. 4-6-8-5-1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Might have been one of the strongest years for the Kiss Army.
Was it? Was it?
Oh, 83.
We know Bill was in the Kiss Army.
I was in the Kiss Army. I dressed up like Kiss a lot.
Rode your bikes around.
Rode our bikes around. And then, like I said, we didn't do the garage concerts like you guys had in
you
Columbus. You guys, that's a little more Class A type of thing.
Yeah.
But we did drive around. Chris Buhl's had a Huffy bike with a basket on it with it. And he had a portable 8-track player that we would rode around and listen to Kiss, sometimes in full costume.
Why not?
Yes. That was more late 70s.
I just love that visual of him doing that. It's a beautiful visual.
Yes.
Full costume. On your bikes.
Just riding around up and down Main Street.
Oh, man.
Up and down Main Street. Or in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. It was a big deal. I think the lyrics to that song are incredible.
They are. They're incredibly suggestive, too, if you really want to get into it.
Yes.
Don't want to wait till you know me better. Okay.
There's times where there's 40 seconds in a row of just Lick It Up.
Yeah, it's like they gave up.
They gave up.
They gave up about three quarters of the way.
Let's go Lick It Up again.
Yeah,
just
do run it back.
Yeah. Lick It Up.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they did throw in it's only right now. Then they just go back to lick it up. Yeah. Lick it up. Come on. Yeah.
Woo!
Lick it up. That is amazing.
They made a
it's
song.
Like Bob Dylan.
They made a song out of it.
Yeah.
God, that's why they were Kiss. That's why it was Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, Paul Stanley, Peter Criss.
This is your band.
That was the band.
This is your band.
This is my band. Like that. This song was remarkable. One of the best songs. It's walk up music. It's everything. It's well crafted. I couldn't imagine being in the studio when they did that. Just to hear "Lick It Up" that many times. They said it over 100 times in the song.
10 times in a row.
Just do sure "Lick It Up" again. What should we do right here? Should we put another line in? Now just do "Lick It Up" again. The guys will love it. I'm gonna go with 9-1.
Holy
9-1. That was incredible. Yeah.
Don't need to wait for an invitation.
And then do what? Lick It Up.
Yeah. You gotta live like you're on vacation.
Oh, they wrote song in a matter of 10 to 15 minutes.
It couldn't have taken any longer.
But you know
what?
They were hits, though.
They were hits.
It's like someone said to Ace, just write a song right now. You got to do it in 8 minutes.
Exactly.
Right, lick it up.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. 9-1 from Bill. Are you going that high? Right. Still?
No.
I just love it.
No, I like Kiss. I do. I regard this as a throwaway Kiss song. I'm sorry. Name some hits.
Well, it's not Bath. I mean... Oh. Yeah, Beth was that it's was
pretty Detroit
good.
Rock was, City.
Detroit yeah, Rock City.
Yes.
What's
rock
the
and roll all night?
Yeah.
Party every day.
Party every day.
There's a lot of songs. This is one I just regard as like a ninth, tenth best.
It's a filler, but it was my filler. Yes.
You're a fan, and I appreciate that. I respect it.
It's the only band where I can name all the members. There's no other band where I can. You know, that. If you gave me the Beatles to give me a little bit of time, I'd have a chance.
Ace. That's that. Gene.
Paul Stanley, Peter Criss.
Okay.
As the
four
drummer.
For four.
Yes.
And there were Mike Reiser. Mike Reiser, who I've mentioned before, is a great friend still and lived across the street from us. And he would, him and his little band would put on concerts and you actually paid.
Did you pay to go in?
Put a little money in a bucket.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It was how awesome are you right now if all of a sudden Reiser comes out on Twitter, if they're getting the band back together and they'll do a Garage Kiss concert. Like
would be,
in early epic. September, it'd be epic if they got all the guys back together and they did a Kiss. I would pay to see it.
It was very elaborate. I could give that a 6.7.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not. I know my number's inflated. I understand.
Kiss Harvey.
I'm gonna say Rudy's gonna be a
Rudy
5-1.
5-2,
not my cup of tea, and Farley is 2.5.
Farley,
nasty
Kiss.
Lyrics, says Farley.
Nasty is right.
Lyrics from Farley. Not high scores over there.
Somehow Farley's gotten in on rating the scores.
He has.
I don't know how this has happened. I don't know how it's happened. All of a sudden, Farley is in on the show. He's rating the...
He's
randomly...
Here. It's true.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, I have to start guessing two people because Farley's there with his guests.
That's right.
Yes.
Some ratings before we move to Bill's Thrills. So we have Fritz, 8.2. Sanderson, 8.6. Mike and Dalton, 8. Eric and Hickman, 2. Awful on that one. Lyle and Omaha, 7.5. Duke for Governor, 7.7. The Bandit, 6.5.
Who looked like Bert? 7!
Yeah,
Bert. Jeez.
Bert.
Bert,
did you ever get to one of these concerts? Would Bert have been to a concert at what's the house
he's
again?
Younger. The Reiser House.
The Reiser House.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's younger.
Reiser, we're going to cut this out and you're going to get this to him.
Reiser's going to be freaking out that we're talking about
it. And send this to Reiser. If they would do a concert again, we'd help promote that, wouldn't we? I think we would here in the ticket.
Yeah. Phil says 2, terrible song and terrible band. That's a shot. Oof, it's a shot there.
Bill, just you can be handled.
Is that Philman?
That's not Philman.
Okay.
Different Phil. Different
okay.
Phil. It's not Philman.
Okay.
That's good.
Phil.
Sandmaster.
That's not Phil.
Sandmaster 7-8. KC.
Terrible song, terrible band.
Oh, Jennifer 8-1, hubby 6 from the household.
Whoa, okay. Jennifer liked it.
David, right in the wheelhouse.
David from Renew says Kiss was his very first concert. David from Renew says that.
That was incredible, I bet.
Gives it, didn't give me a score.
Gene Simmons, Breathe Fire.
That was big.
That's right.
Yeah, remember that?
I do. Yeah. Remember a lot of that.
We can't forget YouTube here. See, we have Genghis 9.2.
Corn.
Nelson, Montana 8.1. Bolts 9.1. Bill. East Lincoln West 9. Brad 838. Blitzkrieg 9.23.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I don't want to break in, but I'm Blitzkrieg.
This is some high scores.
Your song of the day.
There was a lot of nines.
Lick It Up by Kiss from 1983.
Thank you, Jay.
Time for a Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Kitchen, bath, and whole house remodels. They do additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
People are also asking because they're like, well, should we call Randy for this? There's been a lot of rain. There's been some water in basements.
Ooh.
Which is not a good thing. They're like, is that something that Randy can do? Randy does that extremely well. If you had a situation where carpet had to get tore up, if you had a situation down there, Randy has a plan for you.
God dang it. Good job, Randy.
Dinert Contracting.
He's the man. It's a lot. He's versatile.
I believe is it Football Facts Monday today, Bill?
I love how Jake always asks. Is it Football Facts? It has been for the last 142 weeks.
It's just more of a lead-in. Just more confirm that, Bill.
It is, Jake. Thank you for that lead-in.
You're welcome.
Will the quiet turn into a riot?
Ooh.
Will the quiet turn into a riot? The silence. Oh, and Sip's going to love this one. On Georgia football.
Ooh.
The silence of Georgia football. Mm. No one is talking about Georgia
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At all. Nope. If you it's Florida Lagway. I listened to so much sports talk this weekend, a lot of drive time. Everything was about Florida. Everything was about Florida, Lagway's injury. Florida had a great year last year. They were 8-5. All they talk about is Florida, 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 Florida. Georgia's not talked about. Then you get to Texas. Arch, Texas. Feinbaum, they'll win it all. And then the opening game is who? Texas, Ohio State. That's the conversation of conversation. That's one of the greatest first game of the season I've ever heard of.
It is.
I mean, ever heard of like that.
I cannot wait.
And then it's just BK, Brian Kelly, LSU. I mean, what about Georgia? Don't even talk about it. It's not even mentioned.
Disrespect.
How about LSU-Clemson? Might be one of the second greatest games ever put together for a leadoff game. But, how about Auburn? Talked about nonstop. Golf, you name it. And everybody's like going, they're pretty dang good. Auburn. Everything. It's crazy. Farmageddon. Talked about like crazy. It's always talked about. Hey, Farmageddon. Vandy. Diego
Pavia.
Pavia. How about Penn State? Oh, man, are they talked about. You can't get enough Penn State. It's all over the place like that. Then this one. Who's this year's Indiana?
Yeah, God.
Who's this year's Indiana? Crazy. What about Georgia? we're not interested. No one even talks about them.
Why?
They're getting zero conversation.
Why?
It's weird.
Well, they have a quarterback back. Everybody's kind of like, okay, I don't know. But then at the same time, they're in the top 4-5 in every single thing.
Preseason.
They're picked to, for several people, they're picked to win the league by people. Not even discussed.
Nope.
Nothing. I mean, Georgia, it's complete crickets. Also, I want to bring this one up with the Indiana thing. Was first about that. When people start saying that who's this year's Indiana, well, right away, that's false. Mm-hmm. Because if you predict it, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Because Indiana was not predicted to be this year's Indiana. So correct. It has to be somebody that you never talked
totally
about.
Totally agree.
The next thing
you hear it all the time. Illinois is this year's Indiana.
No,
like,
they're
what?
Not. No, they have praise. First of all, it can't be. They won 10 games right. last year.
Right. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Indiana
that's
came
a terrible
in
pick for that
was,
one.
Cignetti came in, they'd won 3 and fired their coach.
Right.
They were picked dead last in the conference, 18th out of 18th.
No.
So for it to be this year's, it has to be.
It has to be like Northwestern.
It's got to be Purdue. Yep.
Yeah.
It's got to be Purdue to do it. Correct. That's what has to happen. Mississippi State.
Yeah, somebody
that's
like
who
that.
It has to be.
Nebraska, say, could this be this year's Indiana?
No, they're not.
No,
they won 7 games last year and they won a bowl game.
Yep. Right.
They're not this year's Indiana. But that's what's talked about. Georgia, crickets.
Why?
Not a word. I don't know. It's a little bit of kind of like they're always kind of there. I think it's just kind of a, you know, Kirby's been there 10 years, had a lot of success.
So that's, I think that's
they're not talked about.
They're not.
And then last year they didn't, even though the thing was they didn't look right. I mean, they should have lost to Georgia Tech, probably could have lost to Texas, but they didn't.
They won.
They won the game. They won the SEC.
God.
They did that. So I don't know. But I'm listening.
They're laying in the weeds a little bit.
When I listened for the amount of drive time I had a work event I had to go to on Friday. And then and during that drive time and the drive back, I had a lot of time. Georgia never discussed. If they were, I said, well, then Georgia will have a good year probably. And they went right on. The amount of time spent on Florida and Lagway It's 9-1. God, 9-1.
I think, wait, he played seven games last year. Why is he getting anointed?
Well, the injury part adds up.
Yeah, it
does. That's part of the storyline with him. Then he was 6-1 as a starter. But
5-2.
But it's just, oh, really? Are you sure on that? This morning it was 6-1 on Dusty and Danny.
Dusty's so wrong.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, they are laying in the weeds. They are not staying in the weeds. They'll flex big time. Come on.
I don't disagree with it, but it's just so remarkable. You hear nothing on a team that is in the top five in everybody.
I don't get it.
And not one time. But next year, they'll be favored in what? Like 11 games.
Yeah, almost every single game.
Almost every single game will probably be favored, and yet no one even mentions them whatsoever. Whatsoever.
Kind of just look at their schedule.
Yeah, I would love you to, Steve.
Keep talking.
And so anyway, it's just very interesting concept. Oklahoma talked about way more than Georgia.
You're right. Georgia doesn't get talked about.
It's a fascination that I have by listening to all the talk radio and the sports.
Do you listen to much, Jake?
I do.
You noticed this?
Georgia. Yeah, there's no conversation. It's like they're going to be there, just embrace it. But there's no talk about who the players are, why, besides Kirby Smart being the head coach and.
Now, I also heard this stat that I thought was remarkable. Besides the 2019 LSU Tigers, which I was on, of the last 14 years in the SEC, besides that one outlier, it's Alabama or Georgia.
Yep. It's won the championship.
Think about that.
That's it. I know.
Alabama or Georgia.
He didn't like that.
That's literally.
Oh, yeah, I got sick of it.
No, well, he did. I remember we had that conversation a lot. Yeah.
It's insane. Two teams.
Georgia's schedule's rough.
Let's roll through it, Steve.
It's not rough out of the gate. It's really easy. Marshall, and then Austin Peay, and then it gets real. They go to Tennessee.
But part of the reason, let's go back up to that, the reason they're not getting talked about, there's a lot of games that are really good early in the season.
Yeah.
I think game two, Florida has a really good game. So anyway, my point is, their first two games are yawners, so that right away takes you off the
100.
Off the page. Go ahead, though.
So then at Tennessee is their third game. Now that's a monster game.
And also, can we mention this real quick? Tennessee, no one talks about them either.
Not really.
They're picked like 11th.
I think they're in trouble at QB. Yeah.
They picked like 11th.
Aguilar?
Yeah, I don't think they're very good at QB.
Okay, so go ahead. Tennessee.
Okay, then it gets real again. Yeah. Alabama and Georgia.
Okay, that's real.
Real. Kentucky. Not at real. Auburn.
At Auburn's real.
Real. Ole Miss.
Real.
Real.
Yeah. Florida and Jacksonville.
Real. So the cocktail real. Party.
Mm-hmm. At Mississippi State. Texas.
Okay.
Ghost between the hedges. Jeez, Texas. Then Charlotte, throwaway game. And then at Georgia Tech.
They got some.
It's a schedule.
November's tough besides
those. No, that's a schedule.
That's Charlotte, a schedule.
That's a real one. That's a real one.
Yeah, Kirby needs to avoid the three loss thing. I mean, there's because you can find three losses there.
You can find some losses.
They're still picked top five. In it, with that being said, like Bill said, no one talks about them at all.
Some of it's quarterback related.
Quarterback related, and the defense hasn't been. Last year, the defense wasn't even close, especially in the run game. Defense, which is
who
what
they get beat up by in the playoff.
Notre Dame beat them.
Notre Dame beat them
that's
up,
right?
And then Georgia Tech had the game all but won.
Yep.
And that would which would have been a disaster.
Georgia
Tech's a fun game.
They annoy me.
They annoy you
a little bit.
People talk about Georgia Tech more than they talk about Georgia.
I know.
So I just
Vandy and Georgia Tech tend to annoy.
You're annoyed by Georgia Tech.
I don't know.
Why would Georgia Tech? First of all,
the quarterback,
the head coach is extremely likable. He's an O line guy.
Who's that?
What's that?
What's his name?
Oh, I'll think of it in a second.
Pry.
Got it.
Pry. No. It's not.
That's
Virginia Tech.
Key.
Yeah. Yes.
Key. Sorry. Key.
And he's
nice.
I think he said it at halftime of the game this year. Run the damn ball. And
he did.
Yeah, and I like that.
I know you do.
He's at Georgia Tech. That's a hard win. That's a tough job. And also, here's the other thing that came up.
Brent Key.
This was a big story, and one of the pundits brought this up. So the SEC media days were in Atlanta.
Yep.
He said Georgia came and went. They weren't even a story.
Wow.
There wasn't enthusiasm. There wasn't a crowd.
Top five team.
Think about this. Mr. It was State. In Atlanta. It's an hour and a half drive.
Are you concerned if you're Kirby about this or not?
Yeah, a little bit. No.
The
SEC media days are insane.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are lined up like that, and it was just kind of like the pundits said they got no attention. They were a story. They came in, talked, didn't say much. They were out.
I'd like to hear
is there anybody out there that is a Georgia fan? Are they concerned about the lack of?
Well, Farley is.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. It's very interesting. The other thing I'm also excited about that, thankfully, maybe it'll start this week. When I was doing a lot of drive time,
mm-hmm.
people really doubled down on just going back to media days. I listened to a lot of media day replay. That was from a week ago.
Right.
I mean, there's been practice all week. Yep. Let's talk to the local reporters from that. I mean, like right now.
Yep, you're right.
If someone got a hold of us, hey, we're going to talk to the stool, I'd hope it wouldn't be like, well, at media days, that was a week ago.
I noticed that, too.
We have audio from practice.
They're going back to interviews.
Okay, we have interviews. Let's catch up with so-and-so. And I'm like, that was from 9 days ago. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, with the program, man.
Yeah.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Will the quiet turn into a riot? And I think it might. Will it be quiet?
September 13th is the big date at Tennessee, at Neyland Stadium. We'll see
always
what they got.
Always be a little leery of the team no one's talking about that has a lot of... I would not be... I guarantee you those that are playing Georgia aren't like going, I think we got them right where we want them. They're going, oh no.
Still Georgia.
But that schedule's real.
It is.
Yeah.
Hour two is next on Early Break. A little update on the BTN bus tour, what they said about Nebraska. Next, an Early Break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.